Page 227. Living in Alcatraz.
Alcatraz, perhaps the country's most famous prison. It shut its gates 50 years ago this month. Even after all these years, we're still fascinated by the rock and with those who lived there. We went in search of a former inmate and a former guard and found one of each, Robert Scheiblein and Jim Albright. Robert, let's start with you. Take us back there. What was it like?
Well, the reputation of Alcatraz went far and wide, even us convicts. And I had a bit of interpretation when I got on the bus and seen that thing sitting out in the island, out in the bay, shrouded by fog. And I thought, oh boy, here I go again into the world's unknown.
Jim Albright, you were one of the last guards off the island when it closed 50 years ago. What do you remember about Alcatraz? What was that job like?
I remember I was only 24 when I started there, and I had no previous experience. And so it was kind of fearful, and you'd be apprehensive, and it was exciting and everything, especially when you walked through the door for the first time and they slammed the door behind you because you didn't know what to expect. And I remember Robert was a young, tough kid with dark hair, and he was very personable.
Robert, do you remember Jim Albright?
Yes, I do. I ain't going to say anything bad, but nothing good. He's a guard. That's all I can say. I'd have a complete detest for all prison guards, especially if he's still alive.
I would imagine it's difficult to be the inmate because you are there because you've committed a crime.
Oh, I realize that. I realize that it was my fault I was there.
What crime did you commit?
A bank robbery.
Jim Albright, how would you describe the relationship between the guards and the inmates while you were there?
I'd say for the circumstances, it was pretty good. Because I wasn't there to harass them. I was just there to make sure they didn't escape.
Copyright NPR.